This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name's Amelia Dansica, and I am the founder and CEO of Growth Molecules. We're a small boutique consulting firm.
Amelia, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, as a customer success executive, I help companies drive adoption with their platforms. So when I'm building customer success playbooks, for example, I'm really looking at how is the client not only being introduced to the product, but why are they choosing that particular platform and how are they adopting it? If you're not adopting a platform, then you're likely set to churn. So adoption is incredibly important for you and for my profession. As well, when you're in customer success, and I was vice president of customer engagement at WalkMe, the most important metric we were looking at is how are our customers adopting the platform with a digital adoption platform like WalkMe. And so it's really at the center of everything I do.
Amelia, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
Let's start with the challenges. The biggest challenges I see are companies are trying to drive adoption without first putting themselves in the customer's shoes. So if a product team is producing a product or releasing a product without user testing or really understanding what does the customer need, often that product launch is failed. And then they have to go back to the drawing board. I think there's so much friction between product and customer success. And I would say to alleviate that challenge, start by putting your leaders, your day-to-day users in the life of a customer. And then from there, you can really create product-led growth companies and teams. From digital adoption, from a story where it's well used, they have put themselves in the customer's shoes, they've developed products, and then they've shown them again to the customers to test drive before the final look and feel is created. And I think that is the success stories that companies should be following. Don't assume you'll get it right the first time. Make sure you're constantly testing with your clients, getting the feedback, and then building those products that really drive digital adoption.
Amelia, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
When I think of user adoption, if you're going to select a platform, for example, let's talk about that first. Don't put someone in charge of implementing a platform like WalkMe or Pendo or AppQs without really understanding where are the friction points in the product, where's the most drop-off. Start with really those few key friction points first, maybe 1 to 3, and then really understand, is that digital adoption platform helping the client succeed where they formerly were failing, abandoning the experience, going to chat, contacting support, contacting their customer success manager. Once you've done those first few tests and really understand how does the platform work, how many words are enough, how many steps are enough, then you can build throughout the rest of your platform those walkthroughs, those just-in-time support bubbles, mechanisms, whatever you want to call them, to help the customer. The second is if you're not at a company where you have the budget, for example, a digital adoption platform, and instead you're working with your product team and your support team, my advice is set up a weekly meeting that you walk your product team through the top 5 friction points where there's a lack of adoption and show them, have real life examples, real customer stories that your product team can relate to. And then they can go back to the drawing board and come up with ideas to help drive the adoption instead of creating one with friction and abandonment.
Emily, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
You can go to my website at growthmolecules.com. There are several resources that we're constantly publishing under the resources tab, all about digital adoption, customer journeys, common friction points.
Well, thanks, Amelia.
Thank you for having me.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.